Listening. Task 1. For items 1 to 10, listen to part of a radio feature about New York urban legends. Decide which of the statements 1 to 10 are true according to the text you hear, A, and which are false, B. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to look through the items. Now we begin.
Throughout time, people across the world told each other tales of how they came to be, of heroes and monsters, romance and tragedy, death and rebirth. Mythology helped shape the ancient world, explaining the unexplainable. This is Mythology Unleashed. Few cities in the United States are older or larger than New York City. From Washington Heights to the Bowery, the Bronx to Staten Island, the hustle and bustle of everyday life fills New York with energy and history. And with all that history, urban legends naturally begin to form from across all five boroughs of New York City. Strange tales of buried treasures, bizarre animals, macabre phenomena, and ghosts are spoken of in hushed whispers. This program will go into detail about some of the most famous and intriguing urban legends of New York City. The Statue of Liberty is a world-famous landmark sitting proudly at the mouth of the Hudson River, an icon of freedom and symbol of welcome to immigrants arriving by sea. Truly a treasure of America, but it has long been said that another treasure lies underneath the feet of the statue. In the 17th century, Captain William Kidd was a sailor who led numerous expeditions as a privateer, but was later accused, tried, and hanged as a pirate. On his many excursions, Kidd and his crew had acquired countless valuables, including the K-Dock Merchant, an Armenian ship filled to the brim with gold, jewels, and riches. Upon learning that he was wanted for piracy, it is believed that Kidd buried his treasure on Liberty Island, at the time called Bedloe's Island, somewhere beneath where the statue now stands. Before it became prohibited to dig on the island, a number of failed attempts were made to find Kidd's treasure. One account says that a century after his death, some soldiers from nearby Fort Wood consulted a psychic to locate the treasure. They followed her instructions and began digging on the next full moon. Their shovel struck a large chest, followed by a human skull. At that moment, an apparition of a deceased pirate with a blade in hand appeared and chased the soldiers off. When they later returned, the chest was gone, never to be seen again. Among the tallest and most iconic skyscrapers in America is the Empire State Building, famed for its size, Art Deco design, and countless appearances in the media. In 2008, the Empire State Building was said to become a dead zone, similar to the legends that surround the dreaded Bermuda Triangle. It was said that phones, electronics, and particularly car batteries within a five-block radius of the skyscraper would cease working. When tow trucks moved them a few blocks away from the building, they came back to life on their own. One possible explanation is that radio signals from the broadcast beacon on the tower were disabling alarm systems in cars, preventing them from starting. 5 years after these reports began, they inexplicably stopped, despite the broadcast beacon remaining intact.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now listen to the text again.
Throughout time, people across the world told each other tales of how they came to be, of heroes and monsters, romance and tragedy, death and rebirth. Mythology helped shape the ancient world, explaining the unexplainable. This is Mythology Unleashed. Few cities in the United States are older or larger than New York City. From Washington Heights to the Bowery, the Bronx to Staten Island, the hustle and bustle of everyday life fills New York with energy and history. And with all that history, urban legends naturally begin to form from across all five boroughs of New York City. Strange tales of buried treasures, bizarre animals, macabre phenomena, and ghosts are spoken of in hushed whispers. This program will go into detail about some of the most famous and intriguing urban legends of New York City. The Statue of Liberty is a world-famous landmark sitting proudly at the mouth of the Hudson River, an icon of freedom and symbol of welcome to immigrants arriving by sea. Truly a treasure of America, but it has long been said that another treasure lies underneath the feet of the statue. In the 17th century, Captain William Kidd was a sailor who led numerous expeditions as a privateer, but was later accused, tried, and hanged as a pirate. On his many excursions, Kidd and his crew had acquired countless valuables, including the K-Dock Merchant, an Armenian ship filled to the brim with gold, jewels, and riches. Upon learning that he was wanted for piracy, it is believed that Kidd buried his treasure on Liberty Island, at the time called Bedloe's Island, somewhere beneath where the statue now stands. Before it became prohibited to dig on the island, a number of failed attempts were made to find Kidd's treasure. One account says that a century after his death, some soldiers from nearby Fort Wood consulted a psychic to locate the treasure. They followed her instructions and began digging on the next full moon. Their shovels struck a large chest, followed by a human skull. At that moment, an apparition of a deceased pirate with a blade in hand appeared and chased the soldiers off. When they later returned, the chest was gone, never to be seen again. Among the tallest and most iconic skyscrapers in America is the Empire State Building, famed for its size, Art Deco design, and countless appearances in the media. In 2008, the Empire State Building was said to become a dead zone, similar to the legends that surround the dreaded Bermuda Triangle. It was said that phones, electronics, and particularly car batteries within a five-block radius of the skyscraper would cease working. When tow trucks moved them a few blocks away from the building, they came back to life on their own. One possible explanation is that radio signals from the broadcast beacon on the tower were disabling alarm systems in cars, preventing them from starting. 5 years after these reports began, they inexplicably stopped, despite the broadcast beacon remaining intact.
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer A, B, or C to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
Could I speak to Bob, please?
Yes, speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Bob. It's Vanessa from Domino in Italy here.
Hi, Vanessa. How are things?
Fine. Did you get my email?
Yes, I did, but I've been really busy. Sorry I haven't replied. You want to order some sunglasses from us?
Well, yes, maybe. Thanks for the samples you sent us, Bob. They certainly look good.
They sure are, Vanessa. They're selling really well. Okay, how many would you like to order?
Well, we're thinking of placing quite a large order, about 50,000 at the price you gave us in the email.
Great.
Yeah, but it's really important that you can deliver to us in August.
Oh, I'm afraid that would be a bit difficult, Vanessa. We've already still got quite a few summer orders to deal with. Maybe in September. That should be okay.
What about if we pay earlier? Will you be able to deliver in August?
Vanessa, let me check if I understand you. Do you mean payment on delivery? In August? Well, that would be good.
No, we couldn't pay that soon. I was thinking of paying after 60 days. How do you feel about that?
Sorry, Vanessa. I don't think we can wait that long. How about 30?
I'm not sure about that. Okay, Bob, look. I'll think it over and maybe get back to you.
That sounds fine. Well, I hope to hear from you soon.
Right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Bye for now.
Bye.
You have 1 minute to complete your answer.
Integrated Listening and Reading. Task 3. Read the text below, then listen to a talk on the same topic. You will notice that some ideas coincide and some differ in them. Answer questions 16 to 25 by choosing A, if the idea is expressed in both materials, B, if it can be found in the reading text only, C, if it can be found in the audio recording only. D, if neither of the materials expresses the idea. Now you have 15 minutes to read the text below. Now listen to a talk on the same topic and then do the tasks 16 to 25, comparing the text above and the talk. You will hear the talk twice.
Now we begin.
You may be asking yourself, what is this strange and very abstract career that I have to show you? Well, worry not, my friends, because I'm about to talk to you about forensic linguistics. Now, the textbook definition can be a little bit dense, so I'm going to narrow it down for you. What you need to know is that forensic linguistics is using voice identification and handwriting analysis to solve a crime. So why is this all important? Well, forensic linguistics is commonly called the language of the law, but for science purposes, we are going to study how it is used as evidence. Linguistics can be used as an identification for some people and can even be used to find out the race and origin of a perpetrator. Forensic linguists analyze spoken and written words to pick out the best evidence to solve the crime. Now let's look at the history of forensic linguistics. No one is quite sure when it was first used, but experts even suggest that the ancient Greeks used it back in their time to help for plagiarism. However, the term wasn't coined until 1968 by Professor Jan Svartvik, whose analysis serves as a model for work in forensic linguistics. So has forensic linguistics actually helped solve any crimes? Absolutely yes. One of the most famous being that of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. After sending out some bombs in the mail, he went on to write his manifesto, The Industrial Society and Its Future. However, one of the editors happened to be his brother David, who recognized his use of language and phrases such as saying, you can't eat your cake and have it too, rather than the more traditional way that people use it. Of course, this wasn't the only piece of evidence that was used to solve the crime, but it played quite a big role. So how does this measure up as a career? Well, the average salary for a forensic linguist is about $70,000, and it offers many job opportunities in business and in government. However, there are some cons to being a forensic linguist, such as there aren't many graduate opportunities, and the school is dreadfully long, from at least 6 to 8 years, but it may all be worth it to help stop further crimes.
You'll hear the talk again in 30 seconds. Now listen to the talk again.
You may be asking yourself, what is this strange and very abstract career that I have to show you? Well, worry not, my friends, because I'm about to talk to you about forensic linguistics. Now, the textbook definition can be a little bit dense, so I'm going to narrow it down for you. What you need to know is that forensic linguistics is using voice identification and handwriting analysis to solve a crime. So why is this all important? Well, forensic linguistics is commonly called the language of the law, but for science purposes, we are going to study how it is used as evidence. Linguistics can be used as an identification for some people and can even be used to find out the race and origin of a perpetrator. Forensic linguists analyze spoken and written words to pick out the best evidence to solve the crime. Now let's look at the history of forensic linguistics. No one is quite sure when it was first used, but experts even suggest that the ancient Greeks used it back in their time to help for plagiarism. However, the term wasn't coined until 1968 by Professor Jan Svartvik, whose analysis serves as a model for work in forensic linguistics. So has forensic linguistics actually helped solve any crimes? Absolutely yes. One of the most famous being that of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. After sending out some bombs in the mail, he went on to write his manifesto, The Industrial Society and Its Future. However, one of the editors happened to be his brother David, who recognized his use of language and phrases such as saying, you can't eat your cake and have it too, rather than the more traditional way that people use it. Of course, this wasn't the only piece of evidence that was used to solve the crime, but it played quite a big role. So how does this measure up as a career? Well, the average salary for a forensic linguist is about $70,000, and it offers many job opportunities in business and in government. However, there are some cons to being a forensic linguist, such as there aren't many graduate opportunities, and the school is dreadfully long, from at least 6 to 8 years, but it may all be worth it to help stop further crimes.
Now you have 5 minutes to finish the task and transfer your answers to the answer sheet. This is the end of the integrated task. Now you can start working on your reading task.